in the limelight.
The school of thought of Iranian anti-terror commander and hero Martyr Qasem Soleimani is intertwined with resistance, which is the main front in the face of the global arrogance and hegemonic powers. In this regard, we have taken a look at world media websites for further details. Stay tuned for the second part, please. Mehr News Agency wrote in this regard, "The theory of regional security is one of the most important viewpoints of Martyr Soleimani, who developed the theory due to his understanding of Western politics and with the purpose of preventing their plot from being fulfilled. On the basis of this theory, the security of West Asian Islamic countries influences and is connected to one another. In other words, insecurity in Syria would undermine Iraq's security, and insecurity in Iraq would jeopardize Iranian security. In order to ensure West Asian security and counteract Western plots, Sardar Soleimani developed the resistance model and molded the fight against extremism and terrorism on the basis of developing the resistance strategy. In fact, Qasem Soleimani preempted the Westerners' plans. They were trying to create discord in the anti-Zionist camp, but Martyr Soleimani united those countries under the axis of resistance. Haj Qasem's miracle was that he placed seven nationalities, the Syrians, the Lebanese, the Iranians, the Pakistanis, the Afghans, and the Iraqis under the umbrella of resistance. He shaped the axis of resistance by benefiting from the native identity and culture of every country, not by imposing the Iranian culture and version on them. Hezbollah with the Lebanese identity, Hashd al-Sha'bi with the Iraqi identity, the Zainabiyun, Fatemiyun, Haydariyun forces with their own respective national and local identities were created, and then they achieved growth." With his regional security theory, Martyr Soleimani made every country sensitive about ensuring their own national security and that of their neighboring countries. The axis of resistance foiled the Western plot to change the regional geography and to ensure the Zionist regime's security. As an outstanding figure of resistance and as a symbol of fighting against terrorism, he stayed by the side of Sunni Palestinians in the 51-day war, and in the 33-day war, he defeated the Zionist regime along the Shia forces of Hezbollah. While Syria was in the depth of a crisis, he personally rushed to help Bashar al-Assad, and while Baghdad was on the brink of downfall, he passed through the Daesh forces and arrived in Baghdad and led the anti-terrorist operation until he achieved the desired results. With the help of altruistic and self-sacrificing forces of resistance, General Soleimani defended the national authority and territorial integrity of regional countries and rekindled hope in the hearts of regional nations by tightening his grip on the Zionist regime and its Western and Arab supporters. During the imposed Iraqi war on Iran, which was launched in 1980 and lasted for 8 years, Soleimani gradually became known as an adept commander, leading Iranian troops in numerous battles against invading Ba'ath regime forces. Later, appointed as the chief of the IRGC's expeditionary courts for Soleimani gradually became a forefront figure in Iran's push to assist regional states and allies counter foreign-backed interventions in the region. As foreign-backed Takfiri outfits feared their heads in recent years, the IRGC commander emerged as a key strategist and ingenuous commander leading Iranian military advisors assisting Syrian and Iraqi troops in battles against terrorists. The general was frequently pictured on the front lines during anti-terrorism operations from Iraq's Mosul to Syria's Aleppo. In Iraq, at the height of Daesh terror campaign, he assisted the Baghdad government in operations to retake the strategic oil-rich city of Tikrit from Daesh in 2015. In January 2015, the head of Iraq's Badr organization credited Tehran and Soleimani with saving Baghdad when Daesh first unleashed its campaign of terror in the neighboring country a year earlier. The general also took personal command of the battle against Takfiri terrorists in the Syrian city of Bukamal, located in Deir ez-Zor province, in November 2017. On January 3, 2020, General Soleimani was assassinated near Baghdad airport alongside al-Mohandes, deputy leader of the Popular Mobilization Forces, otherwise known as Hasht-e Sha'bi. The top Iranian general was visiting Iraq at the invitation of Iraq's leader to deliver an Iranian reply to a Saudi message through Iraq. He left Tehran for Baghdad on January 3, 2020 and arrived at midnight at Baghdad airport, where al-Mohandes was waiting to receive him. After a short exchange of greetings, the two men left the airport, but as they moved out of the airport in their motorcade, they were targeted with a number of missiles launched by an American drone. Former U.S. President Donald Trump had ordered the attack, which faced opposing reactions inside the United States as well. In July 2020, a U.N. expert said the U.S. attack that killed the top Iranian general violated the international law. According to Press TV, even today, many find it astonishing that the Gaza underground tunnels, which are approximately 360 kilometers long, were one of the strategies devised by Martyr Soleimani and Martyr Emad Mughniyeh. Ultimately, leading the axis of resistance against Daesh terrorist group was Martyr Soleimani's main action against the schemes of Arrogant Front. Martyr Soleimani and his companions uprooted this evil force and restored security and peace to regional nations. Martyr Soleimani's role in eliminating Daesh was so significant and pivotal that even American media outlets such as Newsweek, Business Insider, The Week, and others acknowledged it over the years. Also, whether American officials try to give themselves the credit for the elimination of Daesh whenever and wherever, they faced rebuttals from international experts on the issue, pointing to the efforts of Martyr Soleimani. Professor Arshin Adib Mughaddam of the University of London, for example, in response to Trump's attempts to give himself credit for destroying Daesh, asserted that it was Iran, along with Russian air power, that dealt the decisive blows to the terrorist group, and Qasem Soleimani was the mastermind. In today's West Asia, the decline of the U.S. regime is palpable and openly spoken about based on the reality on the ground. This change and growth in regional countries and the people's outlook is the result of the resistant front's struggles against global colonialism and arrogance. And without a doubt, Martyr Soleimani was and will remain among the most prominent figures of the resistance movement.